love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the beautiful program of Madani Channel, the love of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this beautiful unique program of Madani Channel is actually for us to reflect upon our heart. That is our heart a home to the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So the love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly essential for faith. It is undoubtedly one of the key elements for success in this world and in the hereafter. So inshallah azza wa jal, today as well, we will be covering one aspect of love of the beloved inshallah. But before we get into the topic, a very beautiful narration regarding sending salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me, salawat upon me, in abundance in this world, shall be the closest to me on the day of judgment." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is such an attribute and it is such a factor which is actually the bunyad and the foundation, the base of iman. As Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh mentions in his shi'r, that Quran leads you towards iman and iman gives you the message that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the soul of iman. And a very great poet says, Muhammad ki muhabbat deen haq ki shart awwal hai, isi mein ho agar khami to sab kuch namukammal hai. That the love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the shart awwal, is the first and foremost condition for being a Muslim, for being a believer. If this condition is not fulfilled, nothing else is fulfilled. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the lesson, the dars of loving the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is evident from the great scholars, from great books, from the Quran and Majeed itself, and it is the requirement of iman. So love, what is love? Alhamdulillah, there is a complete episode on what is love, inshallah. If you haven't watched it, you can always watch it. Please subscribe to the YouTube and Facebook official channels of Madani Channel English, and you can view it anytime inshallah azza wa jal. But now, love, when a person is in love with someone, when a person claims that he is an ashiq-e rasool, he is a lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So love comes with many things. Love is followed by many other factors and elements. And amongst those factors which come under the umbrella of love is a very important factor, which is respect. When we love someone, we respect. When we love someone, we are obedient. When we love someone, we are in love with each and every characteristic of the beloved. So love encourages respect. Love leads towards adab and ta'zeem. Adab se hi insan insan hai. That it is only due to adab, it is only due to respect and ta'zeem that a person is a person. A person is a human being. Because adab is a characteristic of human beings. We don't find this characteristic in animals. We don't see this in hayvan. We see goats, they'll go anywhere anyhow. See cows anywhere anyhow. Okay, they have their own Because they are not mukallaf. They are not someone who have to follow a certain criteria or certain rules and regulations like us, because they are not intellectual beings. Alhamdulillah, the human beings are intellectual beings. And thus it is necessary for us to be ba-adab people, respectful people. We should show respectfulness, kindness, good methodology in talking, good methodology of approaching a matter or approaching someone. So adab is something which is very important. Now when we talk about elders, when we talk about leaders, when we talk about community leaders, we talk about family leaders, we talk about your father, your mother, your husband, anyone in your family who is in a leading position. For a younger sibling, the older sibling is in a leading position, is an elderly for the younger ones. Likewise, in the school environment, in a madrasa environment, the teachers are elderlies. So likewise, in every aspect of life, in every faculty of life, there are those who are seniors who deserve that you should respect them. And then if we talk about, you know, maybe there is a minister of a certain locality, maybe president of the country, maybe leader of a certain organization, an elder in the community. So we pay tribute, we show a respectful manner. Then imagine about the master of the masters, the leader of the leaders, the leader and the master of all the prophets, alayhi musallam, our beloved master, our beloved prophet, Nabiya Kareem, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. How much respect should we have for the beloved, noble master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? So muhabbat, love with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam should lead towards respecting of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And respecting the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is not only verbal. Yes, we do say that we respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but our character, our actions should also prove that. Actions speak louder than words. So our actions should also prove that he is a respectful person. He respects the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran in Surah Ahzab, "An-nabiyyu awla bil-mu'minina min anfusihim," that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is closer to the Muslims than their own souls, than their own selves. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is so close to the believers. And upon this, there are also the signs of muhabbat. If we talk about, if we look into the signs of muhabbat, that if I say, for example, I love you, if I say I love you, but then you tell me that, please, if you can do this for me, please, if you can do that for me, please, if you can mend yourself in this manner, can you mend yourself in that manner? I don't pay attention to any of those, but I claim that I love. So that does not fall under the definition of love. Love should encourage to respect. Love should encourage to do adab. And this adab, this respect, we see in Quran Majeed, what Quran Majeed instructs us to do. In Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "La taj'alu du'a ar-rasuli baynakum ka du'a'i ba'dikum ba'da." That when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam calls, so do not consider his call as the call of one another amongst one another. Your call with someone else's call, like when you are making mention of someone, when you are calling someone. So do not categorize it to be same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at another place in the Holy Quran that, "O you who believe, do not raise your voices above the voice of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam." Here also we see that Quran Majeed gives us the lesson of adab, gives us the lesson of akhlaq, gives us the lesson of respecting. So when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is speaking, so the people are instructed, they're commanded that do not raise your voices above the voice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And towards the end of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it very beautifully. "Antahbata a'malukum wa antum la tash'urun." It may destroy your deeds and you may not even realize. Your good deeds may be, you know, gone away and you won't even realize it. So there are so many ulama-i-kiram, so many tafaseer regarding this, in which The great, great jurists, great, great mufassirin of the Holy Quran have made it very clear, and they have described it. They have made tashrihat, they have made interpretations of the verses, they've explained so beautifully. And the conclusion of that is that respect is must, adab is must. But how do we implement that adab in our today's time? Because of course, we are not in that certain era, in that certain time, or we are not that lucky enough, Allahu Akbar, that we can converse with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We can be in his majlis, we can be in his mahfil, in his gatherings, how the Sahaba used to be present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate, we are lucky enough to be the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, just as an example, for those of us who are blessed with the opportunity of going to Madinatul Munawwara, when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, we have to show respect. We have to show adab. We go to Makkatul Mukarrama, we need to show respect. We need to show adab. Whenever we reach near the relics of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for example, the ziyarat of the hair mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or some other tabarrukat, those items which has a connection with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we show respect. Respect has to be there with and for each and everything related to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we go to the city of Rasulullah, we make sure that we are obedient, we are respectful to even the sand of Madinatul Munawwara, to even the leaves of Madinatul Munawwara, even the trees of Madinatul Munawwara, the people of Madinatul Munawwara. When we go to Masjidul Haram, we make sure that, because Makkatul Mukarrama is the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we see the Hajre Aswad, we should, you know, keep in our mind, this is the stone which my Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam kissed. This is the Kaaba where my Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did tawaf. This is the very same city where my Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to be. He used to love this place in Madinatul Munawwara. When we are in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, when we are in Riyadul Jannah, when we are near the Mimbar, when we are near the beautiful, beautiful Sunehri Jali, near the Rozai Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu, we need to be respectful. We need to show adab at that time. At that time, talking in loud voices, that is something which we should not be doing. And the Quran has instructed. So, of course, all these also, they are implemented upon us. These rules and regulations and these adab are there for us as well, that we need to follow them. Like, just as an example, in Masjid al-Nabawi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all to visit there. Two or three people may be sitting and conversing, worldly talks and joking and laughing, sitting there. Allahu Akbar. Many times by the Sunehri Jali of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, many people have seen that their attention is not towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Their attention is not towards making munajat. Their attention is not towards presenting salat and salam. Their attention is towards the phone. Their attention is towards taking pictures and selfies and all that. Their attention is towards, they're talking to one another. Their attention is perhaps towards their bags to check their belongings and everything is fine and this and that, and so sending someone here, sending some. No, at that time the only focus is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that I'm in the court of that personality who is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not showing your back towards Allahu Akbar Ka'batullah, not showing your back towards the Gumbad-e-Khazra, not showing your back towards the Sunehri Jali of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Haram ki zami aur qadam rakke chalna, are sar ka mauka hai, o jane wale, that on the lands of Haram and walking on your feet, oh, you the one who is going, this is a moment, this is the time where you should be making your head as your feet. Allahu Akbar. This is the imtakhayul, the imagination and comprehension of a sha'ir. But it means that this is a place, this is a land which is related to the most beloved of Allah. So there should be utmost respect. And apart from that also, whenever we are somewhere, like for example, Alhamdulillah, I have my Imamah Sharif adorned. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So it is necessary for me to respect this because it has relation with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the beard, The beard is something which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had a beard. The beard has a connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we respect the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajwa, the khajur, the date ajwa, because it has connection with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will respect ajwa. Zamzam has nisbat and connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We will be respectful and we will be very much loving and affectionate towards that blessed water of Zamzam. So everything and anything which has a nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that should be dear to us. That should be an element where we find love in our hearts towards those things. Like when we go for Umrah or when we go for Hajj, there is a time where we have to do Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, we all know the beautiful, beautiful narration regarding Bibi Hajira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It was Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was thirsty. He wanted water and he was rubbing his feet on the ground. All of a sudden, the Zamzam water gushed out. And obviously, that was a miracle. Undoubtedly, that was a miracle. But before the water was found, before Zamzam gushed out, Bibi Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha was going between Safa and Marwa, Safa and Marwa, Safa and Marwa. So because it had the link with such a great lady of Islam, Safa and Marwa, a holy sites today. Yes, they're holy sites today. Zamzam has the link with Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. So undoubtedly, it is a great thing for us. Then imagine those items, those things which have link and relation with the most noble prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much ta'zeem and respect we should show towards those things. And sometimes, you know, many people may not have attention towards this fact. But unwillingly, or not even recognizing it, or not even thinking about it, some people may end up doing disrespect towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, towards the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like, for example, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the Madani environment, in the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, youngsters are seen wearing Imam al-Sharif. Youngsters are seen keeping a beautiful beard. Youngsters are seen following the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then we see some people, due to lack of knowledge, due to lack of understanding, they may end up mocking. Oh, you have become a mulana now. You have become a mullah now. What do you think? You're too pious. Hey, what's that? You look like this, you look like that. What are you tying? Ah, you look too old, man. It's not your age to keep beard. So, you know, it is unwillingly, they're basically making mockery of the sunnah. Allahu Akbar. You know, many sunnahs are there. To wear simple clothes, to tie the Imam al-Sharif, to keep a beard, to eat according to sunnah, to sit in a certain position while eating, to sleep in a certain posture and position. All these are different sunnahs. And sometimes, unwillingly, due to lack of education, some people end up mocking it. Yes, we should be, you know, very much careful about that as well, that we should never ever disrespect any sunnah. We should never ever disrespect any action of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should never ever disrespect any tabarruk, any relics which have relation with the pious sages, the prophets alayhi wasallam, with the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important lesson. If someone is practicing upon the sunnah, if someone is trying to imitate Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in his actions, meaning in other words, following the sunnah, we should be encouraging that person. We never know. Due to the mere action of encouraging someone towards the sunnah, we will be forgiven for that sake. We never know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is countless, is immense. Allahu Akbar. And then another point that we should keep in mind when we talk about having relation to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, having connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, everything which is associated with Rasulullah should be respected. Now, what about the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? Those from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, those from the bloodline of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we should pay respect to them. Why? Because they are from the bloodline of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. There's so many narrations that a person respected a Sayyid, his life changed. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a wrestler. He was a great wrestler. And How did he become such a great leader of spirituality? How did he attain such high ranks? Allahu Akbar. And what happened was, Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was in a bout. He was in that bout ring, that fight ring. And against him, the one who came to challenge him, was a very weak, apparently weak person. Not very healthy. Didn't have all those muscles and biceps and triceps. And he was not... In boxing, what do we... think of, in wrestling, what do we think of? A person is built and, you know, is healthy. And when a person challenges another one, so the one who accepts this challenge will also be, you know, very much fit and healthy to fight. But the person who came to Junaid al-Baghdadi, because Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was very famous of his time. He's brave, you know, unchallenged person, undefeated person. So this weak person is coming and he's challenging. Allahu Akbar, bout starts. As they get near to one another, he says that let me win this. Allahu Akbar. That weak man says to Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayh, let me win this so that I can earn the prize money. When I earn the prize money, I can go home and support my family. I can feed my children. I am from the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am from the lineage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, lost that bout on purpose. People were shocked. How is it possible? He lost it on purpose. Allahu Akbar, what happened ultimately? Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi's whole destiny changed. And he became a leader of his time, a great wali of his time, whom the world knows till today. Allahu Akbar. This is the maqam. This is the excellence of paying tribute, of respecting, of showing adab to the Sadat-e-Karam, to those who are from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So be it habits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those things which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved, like imama sharif, beard, many other things like that, itr, miswak, many things like that. We should show respect towards all those habits, towards all those practices, or all those items towards which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam was affectionate. And then towards the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Talk to those from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with respect. Honor them. Be kind towards them. Whatever is in your capacity, do that with them. We have seen Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Such great love he has for the Sadat-e-Kiram. Such great love he has for those coming from the lineage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we should also practice the same, inshallah. We never know. This may become the means of our salvation on the Day of Judgment. And then another main point, and a beautiful point, that any form of respect, any form of tribute, any form of expression of love towards the beloved, towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which does not contradict Sharia, is encouraged. If it's good, subhanAllah, like celebration of Mawlud, celebrating Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a manner of showing respect, is a manner of paying tribute to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kissing thumbs when we hear the name Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a form of respect and love, and it is not discouraged anywhere. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. In fact, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned a complete booklet on this topic, kissing thumbs when we hear the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he proved it with the practices of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, who proved it from many books, and also said that the main thing is that it is not prohibited anywhere, but it is encouraged in so many books. But when it's not prohibited anyway, there is no issue. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya mentioned it in his Madani Muzakara very beautifully, that many ulama and many individuals from Turkey, when they came in the court of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, when they met Amir al-Sunnah, so Amir al-Sunnah liked one of their practices a lot, subhanAllah. And few days ago, I saw on Madani channel as well, that Amir al-Sunnah also did that practice. Subhanallah, that when the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, these individuals, these Ashikane Rasul, they lower their heads and put their hand towards their heart out of respect. So these are forms of respect, different ways of paying tribute. So it can be through lowering your voice, it can be through kissing your thumbs, it can be through placing the hand on the heart, bowing your head down a little bit, and you know, keeping a low tune, keep feeling that sense of love in the heart when making mention of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, feeling that internal joy on the mention of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And most of all, the biggest form of respect to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of the biggest way the requirement of love is fulfilled, is by practicing on the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and avoiding from what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to refrain from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, both verbally and practically as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.